Welcome to another inspirational podcast teaching by David Crank, Senior Pastor of Faith Church.
A lot of times in life, we're aggravated with our life because our present circumstance doesn't really match our blueprint. In fact, you're driving down the road, you ever went down the road, nothing really outside was bugging you, but you're just like, something's bugging you, you don't know why. It might be that maybe your weight is not where you want it to be, your financial situation's not right, you feel like you should be further along than you should be, or maybe you got a relationship problem, and you're like, man, I've been married 5 times, this is crazy, and I want to kill this guy. You know what I'm saying? Don't point to anybody, but it happens. Because the blueprint internally that you have, if it doesn't match the outside, you get aggravated with yourself. If it's way, way off, you get totally depressed, and you need a state change, and that's what I'll help you do today. 2016 is going to be a great year for you, and it's not just something that I'm saying. I really believe it, but I'm going to need your help to do it. I need you to believe that God can put his super on your natural so 2016 can be a banner year. Let's give it up for a banner year on your life. Okay, first of all, I want to tell you why I have the right to talk to you in this realm. I got married when I was 18 years old, got divorced after 8 years of marriage. My wife left me, didn't want it that way, but it just happened. I lived in a 2-bedroom apartment alone in Baldwin. It was a basement apartment with no windows. Some of y'all know that's just waiting for depression to happen to you. And then you turn the radio on and it's like, I'm all out of love. I'm so lost without you. All these depressing songs, and then I would actually get depressed and eat. Anybody in here know what I'm talking about? You've heard about this. So I would eat, which only made the problem more. It made me feel unattractive. It made me already feel like somebody's left me and my life's not going to be good. And so I sunk into a depression until I had a state change and realized the only person who could change my life is me. So about 16 years ago now, I decided the first thing I was going to do was stop drinking soda and start drinking water. And just the water alone gave me an exercise program because I had to pee every 2 minutes. You know I'm talking about? So you're running back and forth to the bathroom. Come on, raise your hand right now. And I started walking and I started feeling good about myself. My blueprint, if you please, began to match a little more, which gave me self-confidence so I could go out and say, I'm done with that. I'm going to be the best version of me that I can be. I'm going to have a state change and this is going to be a good year. Subsequently, because I'm on the right path, I'm not depressed at home, I meet a girl named Nicole. And Nicole was attractive and beautiful and somebody that I really, really liked right away. I gave her my phone number several times and she totally blew me off. So I encourage you today, don't give up, right? If you got a hot girl in your sights, you keep on that until you win that. Come on, somebody else, say amen. If you see that guy and you're like, that's my man, those 6-pack abs are gonna be mine. Well, make sure he's got a job, because if he has a 6-pack, my guess is he spends too much time at the gym, because regular folks like us who have jobs get hungry and we eat. Can the guys at least say amen? That's why we clearly don't have 6-packs. We could, but we don't, because we're providers. Come on, guys. So if you change the way you think, you can change the way you live, and you attract through the law of attraction supernaturally. It was stolen by the enemy, but the law of attraction is real. What you think about tends to manifest in your life. That's why the Bible said, think on these things. Whatsoever things are good, whatsoever things are true, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, keep your mind fixed on these things. The problem is in life, we roam too much. We roam. Check this out. In Deuteronomy chapter 2, verse 3, it says, you have roamed around this mountain country long enough, turn northward. You have roamed long enough, everybody read it with me, turn northward. You've heard people say, find your true north, right? We get that from his Mount Zion on the sides of the north. God's heavenly spear is in the north. Turn northward. God is speaking to Moses saying, you guys have roamed around long enough. We do a lot of mission work in Haiti, and a few years ago, I didn't know anything about a thing called data roaming. And when I was over there, I had my data roaming on instead of off. And in one day, through data roaming charges, AT&T accumulated $3,300 off of me in one day. Can you imagine that? That's a whole lot of, I was negotiating things and making things happen, and we were getting supplies after the earthquake and all that. And so we called them up and we said, hey, AT&T, this is crazy. Can I get an amen on this right now? We said, we didn't know anything about data roaming. And they said, well, it's in the fine print. How many of y'all hate the fine print? The fine print will kill you every time. So we argued and negotiated it down to $1,500, which was better, but it's still a lot for a day. But data roaming charges do apply. Many times in our life, we've had roaming charges, and the Bible was just talking about it, and we've roamed over here for a while, and we tried that for a while, and then we got depressed, and then we started overeating, and then we started getting in more debt, which debt stands for doing everything but thinking, and we spent money we didn't have to impress people we don't like with stuff we don't need. Can I get an amen? Because we're roaming, and roaming charges do apply. So in 2016, I want you to modify your plan, and I want you to do something that you gave up on perhaps a long time ago. I want you to start writing stuff down. I want you to get out a pencil, because the shortest pencil is better than the longest memory. And I want you to write the vision and make it plain. I want to know how much you want to weigh. I want to know where you want to go. I want to know how much you want to make. I mean, not me personally. Well, I would like to, because then I could tell if you're really tithing or not, but that's really none of my business. My point, I already know you're not tithing, that's for sure. But I can tell you this, that you're not going to know if you've showed up at your assigned destination if you don't know where the heck you're going. And if you don't write it down, you're not going to know when to celebrate your life, and you're going to roam around and be like everybody else, and you are not called to be like everybody else. You are a royal priesthood, a peculiar nation. Somebody ought to shout amen. A holy people. You've been set apart for greatness. Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. That's who I'm talking to right now. You got to write it down. Goal. So if you write down if you're a note taker, just write it down. Goal. Then let's split the word in half. This is the way the Lord showed it to me one time. Go all. Everybody shout, go all. To get a radical change, you got to make a radical movement forward. I wish I had a good life. Wish I could lose weight. Wish I had a clean house. Wish I looked better. You need less wishbone and more backbone, and you need a man with a plan, come on, and you need to write it down and say, here for me, this is what I want. Because you have an internal blueprint that you have, and when you don't, when your life conditions doesn't match that, you get depressed, and you continue to roam instead of writing it down. For instance, our church in Florida, which is happening right now, Nicole is preaching there. When I was about 38, somewhere in there, the Lord put it in my heart to go to Florida and start a church. An additional church. I thought, man, how in the world would I do that? Well, there would be a whole lot of legwork, a whole lot of groundwork. There'd be a lot that needed to happen in Florida for that to happen. So here's what I did. Without a vision, people perish. So I cut out a condo. Thought, well, let's put it on the beach. How many know if you're going to Florida, might as well be on the beach. So put it there, and there was a one that had a chair, and I thought it'd be nice to have a chair, and I put good friends. And then I put the kind of transportation we would need to make all of that happen, and I just put it on my vision wall. Without a vision, people perish. I always say here at the church, without a vision, people go to another parish. So I always share vision, what we're doing, where we're going, how we're going to get there. So I would see it, and I wasn't aggressive toward it. I just went ahead and put, now remember, I'm not even 40 yet, and I put 50. I'll be 50. Seemed like forever. How many of y'all know 50 comes up on you really quick? Come on, raise your hand if you're not too arthritic. Raise your hand, okay? So I said 50. Well, would you believe it that by the time I was 44, subliminally, my subconscious mind began to tell me, this is where you're going. This is where you're supposed to be. And I would see it, and I would just, thank you, God, that I don't know how you're going to do it, but you told me to go to Florida and start another church. I don't know what all the logistics look like, but I know that you're out in my future, and you know the plans you have for me, and they're for good and not for evil to bring me to an expected end. So I started declaring it. I have favor with God, and I have favor with man. Would you believe, and I know you would because you're a believer, that there was a guy here in St. Louis who sold his business for $70 million and he moved to Florida. When he moved to Florida, the one thing missing was his church. How many of y'all see God's got a plan right here? So Mr. $70 million man is having dinner with me. By the way, he started this church with not two nickels to rub together with my dad, and God put his super on his natural and gave him an idea that accelerated him. And here's the good news. God's not a respecter of persons. What he did for Dennis, he will do for you. Can I get an amen on that right now? So he said, Pastor, what is it going to take for you to start a church? I said, well, nobody knows me in West Palm. I'd have to go on television, and I don't ask for money on television. So he said, how much does it cost? I told him. He said, when can we go on? Last week? And he wrote the check, and that's how you started watching on Fox, and then that's how you started watching on ABC, and then that's how you watched it on CBS, and then that's when the church exploded, and here I was at 46 years old starting a church, which is packed jam today with people, and if you're watching today in West Palm, get to Palm Beach Lakes High School, get in that seating, come on somebody ought to shout amen, your life will forever be changed. But see, if I did not have the vision before me, I wouldn't know where to go. If you don't know where you're going, how are you going to know when you show up?
I don't know, it sounds all good to me, but I've done it before and it didn't work for me.
It will work for you. One reason it didn't work is you didn't know me, for God's sakes. I'm here to tell you that if you have a right coach in your life, you will perform better than if you don't. Where's Don Strange? I don't know if Don's in here now. Let's bring Don up on stage real quick. And in fact, these two girls, would you stand up? They're actually from our Florida church. They came to spend the weekend here, and I just saw them. Give it up for those. We wouldn't know those girls. Where's Don? Don around? Hurry, Don. Hurry, Don. We're burning daylight. Maybe not. He's slow. He's arthritic. He's an old trainer. Okay, so Don, let's just pretend Don's here. Don's a personal trainer. He was my trainer for one day. Come on, somebody ought to shout amen. One day. Here's why he stopped being my trainer. He's like, hey, we got a plank. Do a plank. Done, right? No. Not do a plank. How long can you do that for? And he's got me doing it forever and forever and forever. Then he wants you to go up and do push-ups. Then he wants you to do more push-ups. So now you've got 70 or 80, and then you've got more planks. And then I realized right away, I don't like him because when I'm alone... Come on, somebody see what I'm saying. When I'm alone, a plank looks more like a crank, right? And I can tell Nicole, Nicole, bring me my remote. It's right there. I know, I'm comfortable. Could you just bring it up? Just kick it over in here. Because that's what we do when we are alone. If you don't have a coach, God, through the Holy Spirit, is the greatest coach you will ever have. Then you need to get in a church where a pastor doesn't teach you just the history of the church. You need somebody to give you something on Sunday that you can apply on Monday so you can have the best life possible and achieve your dreams and stop letting the enemy, come on, and the enemy talk you out of, somebody ought to help me today, what God has talked you into. Life is too short to be out. Average. Look at your neighbor and say, he's talking to you. Straighten up. Stop roaming. Okay, so let's go to this next passage. You're going to love this passage. So I was reading the Bible, and God spoke to me and told me to go to Exodus chapter 1. And so next thing you know, I'm looking at Exodus 1, and he led me to verse 7. Pay attention. This is for you. The descendants of Israel are the people of God, people that know Jesus. They were fruitful and increased abundantly, and they multiplied and grew exceedingly strong, and the land was full of them. They were fruitful, increased abundantly, and multiplied. Shout that with me. I will be fruitful, increase, and I will multiply. It doesn't say decrease, push back, bad breaks. No, God put his super on their natural. Here's the next thing he spoke to me. He said that 2016 would be your banner year. So like any theologian, I grabbed my Siri and I said, Siri, what does banner year mean? And here's what it said. More than expected, above your expectations, it is a good year, a very good year, financially, physically, emotionally, and I love this part, etc. It means whatever you want. A banner year means more than expected, above expectations, a very good year, financially, emotionally, physically, everybody shout, etc. That means whatever you want. This can be a banner year if you will put your faith on it. If you will declare, I'm not going back to average. I'm going to move forward. I'm going to press forward. I'm going to have a clear-cut goal. I'm going to go all for my dreams, and I'm going to put the dream before me. So for you, if it's like for me, if there's an 8 in front of the weight, if it's like 180, that's not good for me. Internally, I don't like that. It has to have a 7 on it. It has to be 1, even if it's 17999. And you weigh yourself in the morning buck naked and make sure your hair is dry. Come on, y'all understand what I'm saying? Raise your hand if you know what I mean. And so for me, that's my inner blueprint. For you, it's different for everyone. But if I don't hit that, I don't feel like I'm in shape, so I can't do all the preaching that I need to do. And I feel like that my dad died at 56, his sister died in her 50s, everybody in my family died early because they were roamers or grazers. They went to White Castle, and that's the way I grew up. We'd go to White Castle, then we would drive through Steak and Shake for the cheese fries. Can I say that amen right here, right now? And then they would drive through Ted Drew's and get, you don't know anything about this in Florida, but Ted Drew's is this miraculous invention by a guy here in town. They put all these ingredients in it, and you can flip it upside down. It's called the concrete. It won't fall out. It's like the parting of the Red Sea. It's like manna from heaven. It's a God thing. But if you mix all that roaming, all that grazing together, you get on medication, which shuts your body down, which kills you early, and you die. So I'm not the sharpest knife in the drawer, but I'm not a spoon. And so I started figuring out that if I do what they do, I get what they get. So for me to have a banner year, I have to look and say, what do successful people do? What do they eat? My friends will tell you. In fact, Arden, He's been with me for years. He was a pilot for TWA. I'm a pilot. And we would, you know, both have physicals that we have to go through and medical stuff that you have to do. And so he and I both will walk into a restaurant together and we'll split a meal, won't we, Arden? We'll go in and just split. I've walked into restaurants with Arden. I would never say this, but he will. And he'll look around and he'll go, everybody's fat in here. This is a bad place. And he will leave. I would never say that, but Arden said that. So I'm just repeating what I heard. I'm a parrot, okay? Now, again, I'm not talking about a size of a person. So for some people, their inner dialogue says, big is beautiful. Honey, I own this. Check this out. And if that's you, go for it. That's what you're made of, and you feel good about that. But if that's not you, don't allow what you can change to keep you back from what God has purposed for your life, because it makes you be less than the person you know you're called to be. Come on, somebody get an amen on it. So I started changing the way we ate. So for me, every day you can get on our website and look at the green smoothie message. All y'all can get it in the bookstore. Every day I have a green smoothie. I don't like kale. I don't like apple cider vinegar. I don't like Mona V in my drink. I don't like cod liver oil in there. I don't like all that. It's not like, oh, let's just have a drink. But I drink that because I like the results that it gives me. Sure, I would love to get up and eat Frosted Flakes. Remember when you used to buy your cereal for the gifts inside, not the fiber? Come on, raise your hand. But if we want a different life, we have to do something different than everyone in America is doing. How do you do that? Make sure you're you're not the smartest person at the table. If you keep hanging around and you look around at the people and they're losing,
we're just never going to be successful. It's hard coming from where I came from.
Listen, I grew up in a trailer. Did not graduate high school. Became a millionaire at 35 secularly. Not because of the bad breaks that I had, but because of a raw tenacity to say, nobody, no woman, no man can put me down. I'm going for it. And God helped me with his supernatural power. So don't tell me if you got a degree, I'm just too educated to get a job. I'm just too successful to be hired. Listen, no, find something that God has called you to, stick with it, say this is going to be a banner year, make some clear-cut goals, and get rid of the people that are keeping you back. And if they don't like it, bye-bye-bye. Hit the road, Jack, and don't you come back, no. Hit the road, Jack, and don't you come back. Ready, mama said. No, okay. Shout, it's a banner year for me. Now check this out. Verse 9, it says, and he said to his people, this is what the evil king said. He said to the Israelites, are too mighty and too many in their strength. Verse 10 says, let us deal shrewdly with them. Shrewdly. Have you ever been abused by someone? Dealt shrewdly? Just shrewd. That's what was happening here. They were held back by this evil king. They were dealt shrewdly. Now, here's what happened in my life. My dad was a cop, and then he was, you know, one citizen of the year, you know, here in Missouri and all the different stuff. He's a very good man. Then he started a church, and when he started a church, the guy up the road dealt shrewdly with him. He later became the mayor. He was always picking fights with my dad. I want to make your life hell. You're not going to have a church here. My dad had a couple hundred people, and he hated that because he did not want change. People don't like change. They don't like progress. So he came, and he was cussing my dad one day, and my dad simply, he was seemed like this guy was, I was standing right beside my dad. He was just pushing my dad to get him to slap him. My dad just took his hands, put him on him, and pushed him back to his yard. He said, that's all I needed. And the cops that worked for him in his pocket ran out of the fence bushes and arrested my dad, took him to Clayton, Missouri, and put him in jail there for a couple days, or at least for the day, and then had a, you know, criminal record on my dad for the rest of his life. My dad hated that guy. When he thought about that guy, he would drink Haterade. Come on, anybody know what I'm talking about right now? He dealt shrewdly with me. I can't stand that guy. Now my dad dies. A lot of things caused my dad to die, but one of them was pent-up anger of people that had abused him or abnormally used him. You cannot drink poison in 2016 and expect the other person to die. You got to drink favor and the grace of God and let them go so you can get on with your best life. Can I get an amen? So now let's fast forward. I become the pastor of the church, right? God tells me to sell everything that I own. We did, move into subdivision, and use my own money to go on television. Don't ask for money. Point there and say, God's not pointing the finger at you this way. He's pointing the finger at you this way. He's going to bring a ring on your finger, a robe on your back. God's not mad at you. He's mad about you. Subsequently, the church began to fill up with a bunch of heathens who hadn't been to church in over 20 years. A third of those people were literal strippers. Am I lying, Arden? Strippers. Dollar bills in the offering like you cannot believe. It was phenomenal. We had a revival because we were on late night television and the strippers were watching in the middle of the night. So the church grows. Now, if you think that guy hated my dad at 200 people, he despised me at 2,000. But see, what I did that was different, I decided my dad did this and that happened. I'm going to do this. We're going to send him flowers. We're going to pray for him and we're going to send him chocolate. I'm sure he did not eat the chocolate. But I was sowing love even though he was sowing hate. And then God took me off of that little street and gave us the biggest bar in the state of Missouri, then gave us this 37-acre campus. Somebody ought to shout amen today, because people who deal shrewdly with you, somebody ought to, I'm telling you my story. People that deal shrewdly with you cannot hold you back. Only you can hold you back. If God said it's going to be a banner year, by God, you ought to grab a hold of it and say, this is the year that I'm taking charge of my own life. It's not based on them, it's based on him, and greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. What can separate me from the love of God which is in Christ Jesus? Height, death, thing present, things to come. No thing shall be able to separate me from the love of God which is in Christ. And by the way, when a man's ways please the Lord, Proverbs says he makes his enemies be at peace with them. They might not like you, but they can't deal with you anymore because they can't get you anymore because your life is so good. You're elevated to a state that you are no longer down there with the chickens, you're soaring with the eagles. Somebody ought to help me today. This is your banner year. I'm going to shout it again. This is your banner year. Look at your neighbor and say, this is good. I like it. It's changed the way even you talk about yourself. I ask people how they're doing.
I'm not doing too good.
How you doing?
I'm not doing too good.
Stop that. Say you're doing good.
I'm doing good. I'm doing great. I feel good.
How many of y'all know it doesn't match, right? So we need to get it all in sync, right? What if we got a worship leader up here today, you know?
Hello. It's me.
Okay, maybe that's not a good song to sing in church, but
I don't know.
No. You say stuff like this. People ask me how I'm doing. I say, I'm doing good and getting better. I get better every day. I feel so good. I feel like I'm next week. Hot dog, I'm ready. I might have just gotten 3 lawsuits, flooded my barn, took my saddles. Now, how you doing? I'm doing good. This is the day the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. I know God's getting ready to do something big in my life. Rather than tell you, my barn flooded this week. My hay wagon is literally on top of the fence out there. We didn't have flood insurance, and I don't know what I'm going to do. I just don't know because, you know, it's in a floodplain, and you know what? If you build in a floodplain, chances are. Somebody understand this. I'm not a rocket scientist. I didn't graduate from high school, but I'm pretty sure I knew when I bought that property that I got a good deal on it, because sometimes when it rains really hard, water comes up out of the creek, comes up into the barn, and floats your stuff out. So the key is, I should have been smart enough to get the saddle out of the barn. Write that down. Low-lying areas subject to flood. High propensity for flood. Okay? So, you know, bad things happen to you. People are going to deal shrewdly with you. Bad breaks are going to come. People are going to not like you. People are going to break your hands multiple times. Multiple times broke my hands because I was with certain politicians praying for them. For God's sakes, let me pray for the politicians. They need prayer. Don't try to break my hand. Come on, somebody. Deal shrewdly, but they can't hold you back. They can steal your recipe. Well, that was my recipe. They can steal your recipe, but they can't bake your cake. There's only one you, and you're the best you that you can be. And you're the only you that God created, so God needs you to be you, because without you, the whole world will not be complete, because you're called to do that dream that you had when you got out of high school. Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Now, for the sake of time, because we're really running out of time, Basically, this king says to the midwives, every one of you who are there helping them have the baby, what I want you to do, verse 16 says, when you act as a midwife, when the Hebrew woman, when you see them on the birthing stool, if it's a son, you will kill him, but if it's a daughter, you will let it live. They didn't want him reproducing. But the midwives respected God, and they did not do as the king of Egypt commanded, and they let the male babies live. They let the male babies live. I want you to shout, they let the male babies live. One more time. They let the male babies live. The enemy has tried to keep you from reproducing, trying to abort. The devil loves abortion. And he has tried to get you to abort the baby that's on the inside of you, because everything great that is coming out of you is birthed in you. I'm not talking about a female thing. I'm talking about, I was pregnant with television years ago. I was pregnant with the other campuses, all three of them. I was pregnant with Florida, and people dealt shrewdly with me, but instead of allowing the enemy and the inner me to abort my baby, I carried my baby to term, and I delivered that baby, and I prophesy over you in the year of 2016 that if you will stay faithful, if you will seek God, if you will say what is right, even when you don't feel it is right, things will begin to manifest correctly in your life, because you have what you say, not what they say. You have what God said about you, not what the devil said about you. God's yes, come on somebody, is bigger than the devil's. Now, somebody ought to help me right now. God's yes cannot, the devil can't even jack with that. Don't deal truly with you. Do you know what's a cool feeling in life? Is to show up at your assigned destination. If you stop growing, if you stop dreaming and growing, you're done, right? I'm not done dreaming. But I've throttled different areas of my life. I've retooled different areas. I've allowed Nicole's incredible gift of leadership to rise up in the church and speak, even though people, religious people, send emails like crazy. The Bible said that women should be silent in the church. Shut up. You took one scripture out of context, and you're getting conned by the text. If you want it done right, get it done right by a woman. I'm talking about they're better drivers than us. I know guys are hating me right now, but they can drive down the road, shift gear, slap a kid, drink coffee, and put makeup on. Sir, you cannot do that. And if you are doing that, you shouldn't be doing that. Come on, somebody ought to say amen. Sorry about that, Ms. Jenner, but anyway. Some people, that's not politically correct. I'm not running for office. And aren't you glad about that? Y'all clap, yeah, I'm good, I'm glad about that, that's awesome. Here's what a banner year means as we close. Put your faith on this. More than expected, above average, a very good year financially, physically, emotionally, etc. That means more than you could ever ask, think, or imagine, according to the power that works within you. Now listen, it does feel good at the end of the trail. Newsmax reported in one of the big news groups. They reported a couple weeks ago that Faith Church was the top 10 most influential church in America. And it was such a great feeling to know that we did that together in spite of people who dealt with us shrewdly. It makes you feel kind of good. You just want to go put it on Facebook so your haters get to see what God did for your life. I know that's not right, and I know that is wrong, but I'm just telling you it's an area that I'm working on, but it felt good. And then the other people who did the studies, and they said, you know what's interesting in the studies and the research? They come back to it every time, and they tell me, you don't qualify to pastor a church this big. And I go, that's so awesome, because I started the church. I'm grandfathered in. You know, it's so awesome. But they're like, they ask me, would you hire somebody like you to be a successor at the church? And I go, no. He's a wild card. He's not educated. He doesn't know what he's doing. But why do you stay? Because I get to stay till I'm done, and I'm not done till I'm dead. So, voila. When you create your own world, you dominate your world. Somebody, you're the culture architect of your own future. You live a life by design. If you don't like your life, change it. You don't like what my schedule. My schedule's hard. Change it. I don't like my boss. Change it. I don't like my kids. You're screwed. I'll tell you that. The only changing you can do on a kid is when they're two, right? But there's some people who will deal with you shrewdly, rudely, and try to beat you down. But I'm here to tell you in 2016, if you'll grab a hold of this right now, it'll be your banner year. And the first thing you've got to do is put God first. I'm talking to you. Sit on your couch. Well, I go to TV church. I do Joel, Jesse, Joyce, and Jesus, but on TV. talking to you. Forsake not the assemblies of yourself together. Get up, take a shower, get to Faith Church, West Palm, get to our campuses here. A church alive is worth the drive. And you'll learn something today that'll change your life forever, and these people will love you back to health. Won't you do that for them? Come out right now. Do it. Get up off the couch. Get out here today. Every head bowed and every eye closed. How many of y'all would raise your hands and say, Pastor, this is what I needed today? Raise your hand. Father, I thank you for these good, kind people, Faith Church. God, I ask you to touch them where only you know they need touched. I ask you to give them clear-cut vision and provision for the year of 2016. That this will be a banner year for them, emotionally, physically, financially. And everything their hand touches will turn to the good. In Christ's name we pray, and everyone said,
for more information about Pastor David's teaching and ministry, visit davidcrank.com.